Okay, Felicity. I'm back from HR. Mrs. Smucho says she at least admired me for coming to complain. And all these years, not even one girl has tried. Though, she knows for a fact, two previous women are pregnant by him.
Oh, Mashura, he doesn't even use protection. Sis, isn't he head of HIV and AIDS? As he's been living under stone for the past 20 years. But what do you have there?
Oh, she gave me some posters. At the beginning she said, "Do you have any proof? Hey, Chichi, without proof what can I do for you? You're in trouble, finish." But then she said, "Wait, apparently there's a gender policy these days since that NGO came and they did leave her these posters. Anyway, she said I'll organize for the girls who work here to put these posters up everywhere."
Okay, so it says women are equal workers. We will have 1, complaints that are handled strictly. 2, Tari, quick, get under the desk. Here comes Mr. Kunaka.
Maskati, Felicity.
Maskati.
What is it that you're putting up there?
I don't know, Mr. Kunaka. It got delivered today from HR.
Women are equal workers. 1, 2. What a nice poster. Complaints to be handled strictly. By who? Huh? These NGOs, they don't understand it's a gazette to the value, you know.
I hate him. I hate him. Shachivanu, his culture, he means his sexist culture. I don't think his culture is Mbuyane Hande's culture or...
Shut up, Tari. I have an idea. Let's go beyond just putting up posters. We are many women who work here. Many. We have more than just stick stuff. I think I've got an idea. Hi, Rudo. I wonder if you'll do something for me.
Konde, patience. I have a question for you.
Listen, Chipo, can you get all the cleaning ladies together? Well, okay, after the toilets are cleaned, can we have a meeting?
What are Tariro and Felicity planning? To hear the exciting conclusion, press 5.
All characters appearing in this work are fictitious. Any resemblance to real persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental.